This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hold on. Hang on. We got anything?
Hang on, nope.
All right.
Are you muted? Hang on.
We got nothing.
We got nothing.
We got nothing. Today's going to be a hell of a day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you that right now. Miles is coming to us via Zoom. And while he is speaking into the microphone, you can't hear him. Neither can we. But we can see his mouth moving up and down, which tells me either he's doing that thing where you're not saying anything and just moving your mouth. Or
we should rest easy. He's a technologically, like, huge tech guy.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
On the advance.
We still got nothing. He even gave me, like, the jazz hands. Like, hear me now? Like,
can you hear? Yeah.
Is everything unmuted, Miles? Are you turned on?
I'll tell you what, man. This is what we'll do.
You know what? We could just go through the setup a little bit.
I have no idea. I don't know the show number. Anyone know the show number?
Mike, what's the show number?
Season 17, episode number 3608.
All right. There so we got go. That much down?
Yeah.
I know we have a lot planned for you today. Today is, in fact, Wednesday. We're not doing the random question. We have a question for you. But instead of hearing Miles' usually inspiring rhyme, we're just going to get straight to the setup for today's question of the day.
And now, here's the question.
I forgot we got our production.
So for 46 years, 46 years, think about that. U2 has been one of the biggest bands in the world. Now, you can like U2, you can not like U2, but it's hard to argue the band's success. However, if you do not like U2, there's an international superstar who agrees. In fact, this superstar, he was recently on a podcast where he trashed the band. He called their songs, and I quote, shameful. He hates the actual name of the band, thinks it's very stupid. And more importantly, he hates Bono's voice, calling it, and I quote, embarrassing. So who threw all this shade at U2? That would be U2 frontman Bono himself. That's right. Seems that the 61-year-old singer is not terribly proud of what he's done. But then you have to ask yourself, who is? Most of us don't have millions and millions of dollars to show for our regrets. But we do have the regrets. Take 24-year-old Danielle Shapiro. She had to be hospitalized after going to an all-you-can-eat sushi buffet. Now, understand, there was nothing wrong with the food itself. But she ate 32 sushi rolls and four gyoza and a bowl of edamame and a bowl of miso soup and four jalapeno poppers. And she ended up in the hospital for what they call acid reflux. Probably was not worth the hospital bill. Looking back, she probably would have eaten a little less. Then there's a woman in South Dakota She wanted a break from her husband. Look, if you're married, you know how that goes. So did she plan a girl's weekend or just a night to herself? No. She faked her own kidnapping. Well, it turns out that's real illegal, as she found out rather quickly when SWAT showed up after pinging her phone, thinking that she'd honestly been kidnapped. And looking back, we think she would have made a different decision. But look, as extreme as these stories are, we've all been there, man. Whether it's the old tweet that came back to haunt you when you're running for public office, your yearbook photo. Think about that one for a while. That little message you wrote. Yeah, you thought you looked good then. You don't look good now. In fact, you probably look stupid because we all did. But today, we want you to go back in your Wayback Machine and think about those opportunities you had, those experiences you had, and realize how badly you messed the whole thing up. So today's question, fill in the blank style. I wish I could have a do-over from that one time that I did blank. And Miles, we still can't hear.
Still can't hear Miles.
If you'd like to join us for the question today, of course, just call the phone number, which is what,
206-421-RUCK. Text the men's room at 77999 and send your emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
Bam. Night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hello, Charles, and away we go. Welcome to season 17, episode number 3608. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat.
Is it?
I mean, it might be so bad, Ted, that yes.
All right.
I might want to play this one again. Who knows? I don't know how it's going to work out today. But I believe it to be a guaranteed future repeat.
Sure.
As we have a big show for you today, right? On the exciting return of Who Sucks Less, Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree, but it is up to us to determine which of the three stories sucks the least. Now, how's this week's Who Sucks Less looking?
It's a little hit and miss. I would say one of the stories would just piss. Two of the stories will piss everyone off, although I think one of those two stories, I really don't have a problem with this particular person. In spite of the horrible thing they did, overwhelmingly, they did something better. But you'll still be angry. Count on that.
Okay. All right, Who Sucks Less coming up. Of course, we'll do a little men's room happy hour. I'll be at home doing that, which will be a lot of fun for me because I've got a stock liquor cabinet and some beers in here. But the men's room happy hour, we still have to go over our picks from the playoffs. Somebody who did go undefeated in the picks, by the way.
A couple of you guys did pretty well, 5-1 or whatever the hell the deal was. But either way, we'll do picks from the NFL weekend. A little Would You Rather coming up with the Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on the Odyssey app. If you don't have the Odyssey app, just download it now. It's absolutely free. Select the Men's Room Happy Hour channel. And we go live at 6 o'clock as we do every Monday through Friday for a little adult rated more Men's Room, so to speak. So it's definitely not one of those things that you want to have your kids in the car with. But I want to tell you guys, I miss your smiling faces.
Oh, yeah?
I'm losing my mind here.
You know I don't smile, so that's not true.
I know, man, but I'm telling you what, I've been losing my goddamn mind. I haven't left the house. I can't go anywhere. I didn't prepare for this, right?
How long you been in there?
I've been here since Monday, for the most part, Monday afternoon. I came home Monday afternoon, and I've pretty well just been holed up here ever since. And I didn't do any, like, the problem is it'd been good, like, if I went and bought groceries, things like that. I'm at the point now where I'm, like, rationing toilet paper and getting on Amazon.com and see if I can get a rush delivery.
I see you have
this afternoon.
Got golf on in the background. You got the sliders to go outside to smoke that cigarette on the balcony.
I don't have to go down 16 floors. I don't have to smell your ass. I don't know if you got one of those big Starbucks milkshakes today, but
he does.
Don't have to deal with that a lot.
Right there.
And I figured, you know what, man? I'll probably just do some kind of drugs the entire show. Who cares?
Like,
you know what I mean?
For the happy hour, you have a huge advantage. Like, you're at home.
Happy hour, my ass. I'm talking about the whole damn day. I mean, my bowl's right there. I've got a joint if I want to smoke it.
Go ahead.
I've got a couple beers I could crack. It's, I'm like, who cares, right? It doesn't really matter at this point, does it?
No, it really does not.
I'm at home. I'm telling you what, I'd rather be there, though. God almighty. It's insane. So far, I've cleaned my entire home. I've scrapped through and found any bit of food I can. You know, like, if you have a cupboard full of food, you look at it and you go, what am I going to make?
Right,
I don't have any food. You know what I mean? It's like, I have nothing. I've been drinking black coffee. I'll tell you what, that'll jack your ass up, too, though.
You're going to burp a lot,
black
dude.
Coffee, just like, I've used the bathroom like 5 times today.
Yeah.
Are you still wiping or you just go and shower?
I went to the shower twice.
All right.
You know what I mean? Just to kind of feel a little bit better, because my body's still a little bit hot.
Sure.
This COVID stuff sucks, man. Yeah. I didn't realize how bad it was going to be.
Well, yeah, that's why people don't want it. It's not like a winning lottery ticket.
And I got boosted in everything, too. But, I mean, like, for 24 hours, it was still an ass kicker, man. Like, my nose was running. I was coughing all night long. Worst night's sleep I ever got in my life. I'm like, this is definitely COVID. Because nothing else feels like this.
And so sucked. What's the deal? How long are you quarantined at home with no food and golf on?
I've got to stay here until Friday night.
All right.
So basically, my symptoms started on Sunday evening, but it was just a mild sore throat.
Yeah.
So I didn't really think anything out of it because I was outside all day. And then I started to crash. So I was like, oh, I'm screwed.
Well, we knew you felt bad Monday because, canceled. We were out. I mean, we were like a block away from your house, basically. The whiskey started flowing. We're like, let's take some miles. Like, I don't feel great. Like, uh-oh.
No, I don't. It came on all of a sudden. I was coughing up crap the entire day. Of course, I couldn't smoke as many cigarettes as I wanted to.
Which, if you're a smoker, that sucks.
Yeah, I took the advice of everybody that was, online saying, like, guess what you should do? Smoke weed. So I did some of that, and then I downloaded the Disney Plus channel, so I watched, like, a marathon of Boba Fett last night.
There you go.
I did do that.
You gotta get
I'm so bored, Ted. I'm looking for new TV shows.
I was going to say, you got to get some edibles and then start watching Yellowstone.
God, I wish I had edibles. Oh, man. That would have been a great call. See, I wasn't prepared for this at all.
I got to tell people, like, for us in the studio, it's so weird, right? Because, like I Zoom at home with certain friends and, of course, the podcast we do on Zoom.
Yeah.
But, like, I could see Miles, but he's right. He's just kind of in his house, and then we're joking about the happy hour. I'm like, no, you're on the air.
Uh-huh.
So I want to be like, yo, effing, rip that ball, hell with dude. It.
Hell with it, man. I'll light up as soon as we go on. Maybe we can figure out a way to send this out to everybody so they can watch me just chief on some weed the entire afternoon. Last night, I didn't have anything to eat for dinner, right? So, like, I had this old box of, like, Ted, the coconut frozen shrimp.
Oh, for sure. I love them.
They've probably been in there for, 9 months. Never thought about touching them.
Yep.
That's what I had for dinner last night. A box of frozen coconut shrimp.
How was it?
And a Crystal Light. It sucked. It's just the in the box kind. It's not like the kind that you get, like, Fridays or anything. You know what I mean? It wasn't crisp. This is when I needed the air fryer.
This is what I need. I've been telling you for like 2 years, just get the thing. It makes everything taste better.
I tell you what, I swear to God, from now on, I'm going to be prepared to get, you know, be in a situation like this again, because you have no idea, like, the things that I do not have in my house. So it's just like, that's why I was like, I'm downloading different TV services. I'm finally taking care of this. I'm going to watch what I want to watch now, because I don't have anything else to do.
I'm telling you,
I have been doing a lot of push-ups.
All right, there you go.
Order the air fryer. Order that from Amazon, man. Get, like, speed delivery. Then whatever else you have will taste better than it should.
Oh, I know I can get speed delivery because I've already got my toilet paper roll fell off the wall. So I had to patch the hole. And then I did realize I didn't have a paintbrush. So I had to order a paintbrush and a new toilet paper roll.
You ordered a paintbrush.
So I got that going for me tonight. That's the big project at home tonight.
You don't have a paintbrush? Yeah. Come on, man.
I don't have a paintbrush.
You got to have, like, the hammer, the screwdriver, right? A paintbrush, just a paintbrush, and it's all crusty from the other 8 times that you painted crap, but, like, it should just be there. I got paintbrush.
Ted's got more home repair stuff than I do right now, I guarantee
you. Yeah, I was going to say, I got the hammer, the nails, the screwdrivers.
Right, just the bait, your basic survival kit, man.
I've recently acquired scissors.
I cut my hand the other day when I was trying to get that thing off the wall, and realized I didn't have a first aid kit. I don't have Band-Aids. I don't have tape. I used them all on something when I cut my hand another time, and I forgot to buy them. I don't have anything. I'm writing it all down. One of these days, I'm going to go to Safeway and spend like $400.
And none of it will be food.
I swear to God, like, I just always use knives to cut things open. Then over Christmas, I was wrapping gifts. I was like, oh, I need to actually buy scissors.
How long have you not had scissors, man? I mean, that's like, right? I mean, if I went to anyone's home, like anybody's home, and just said, look, I need to borrow one thing from you. And they could say, I don't know if I've got it. I'd be like, you do. Because it's scissors. You would be the one person like, bro. And I wouldn't even believe you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, come on, neighbor. Hook up. I don't have scissors. Like, BS.
You could borrow my machete.
I use the scissors that are in my butcher block. You know what I mean? The same ones I cut meat with.
Yeah, I mean, I have like a multi-tool, but yeah. I just acquired some scissors.
Well, you have like a Leatherman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, I can buy scissors or just pull out the little one.
Miles, people are now requesting that we stream the show on Twitch so people can see the shenanigans. I don't know what you think we are doing. He's not currently smoking or drinking, as best we can tell.
No.
But I could.
I wouldn't be.
You could,
If I had to do this from home, there's no way. There's no way. I mean, I wouldn't even lie about it. Like, you know I'm not going to make it through the whole show.
No.
Right?
I'll tell you, they brought me a laptop, right? So I can't figure out how that little pad works. So I keep running my finger over it, and nothing happens. So, like, I can't even do, like, basic technology in here yet. So everything is, like, just a pain in the ass to try to... I know Mike's over there. He's got his own laptop. He whips around, does little things, saves stuff, sends stuff. I'm just, like, losing my mind trying to figure out how to work this damn thing.
Well, and every laptop's different. Like, right. I have an old MacBook that I use at home, which I could do fine. But, like, yeah, we had something before the holidays on one of these computers. I was like, Mike, I can't use it. My finger won't work.
I don't even try. Mike, please do this for me. Because we both know it's going to end in a complete disaster. I'm just going to end up in a bad mood. Let's forego all of that. Please just hook this up, right?
That's why I was kind of worried when I heard that we were going to have Miles broadcasting from home. I was like, okay, do we have somebody there to walk him through every step of getting this thing set up?
Oh, he sent me the picture.
It's not the most complicated in the world, but it's more complicated than my pay grade. That's a fact. All I know is it'd be cool, like Steve, if you got stuck in Mexico.
Hey,
run this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That would be
instead
goal.
Of in my little teeny tiny place, you know, with nothing.
That
would be someplace
goal.
Where it'd be nice.
When this as first started happening in 2020, right? We had a trip to Mexico planned. The borders get shut down for all the obvious reasons, right? But the trip was planned for April, and I want to say they closed everything down maybe 2 weeks before we were going to go. So my wife kept saying, "Should we cancel it because you might not be able to get back?" I said, "Baby, that's the goddamn plan." I mean, look. Because with technology, I can do what Miles is doing, but I'm in Mexico, surrounded by palm trees, chicks in bikinis, and birds that sing and not squawk, right? How is that a problem? And I might be stuck there for a year and a half. I'm like, I don't care. It's cheap. The weather's nice. I don't know what any goddamn body is saying, which means you never
get... Just for a month or two?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll go for longer than that, because I'd lie. I'd be like, bro, you know, hey, man... There's like an 8-week quarantine. You don't know. I can lie about any Mexican. You wouldn't know. You might catch on because you'd say, man, it's January 2022. He's still in Mexico. But I don't know what to tell you.
Right, he's demanding we call him Esteban.
Yes, I've lost my passport. That would be it.
Esteban the Thrill.
Senor Esteban.
Exactly. He's got a heavy accent now.
Oh, I was trying, man. I was really trying to time that out, but they shut the border. I'm not going to lie to anybody. Like, still do the show. I'm in Mexico, and it's hot. And yeah, sure, the kids can't go to school. They're stupid now. It doesn't matter. That's on them. That's for them to figure
There was a show out of Los Angeles, and for a number of years, one of the biggest shows in Los Angeles. And the guy who was the co-host, for whatever reason, instead of living in sunny California, he decided he wanted to live up here. So he lived on like an island someplace.
All right.
I'm just thinking to myself, and he did his entire show, you know, they did the show remotely, like this is going on right now, right? And I'm just thinking to myself, why in the hell do you want to live there? I know it's pretty and everything, but you could be in the sunshine.
Yeah. You know? That's all I'm saying.
Only if it's like for 6 months, 5 months, whatever. Be like one of those people who go to Arizona or Palm Springs. You know what I mean? They just they get out of here during the dark gray days. You know what I'm saying? Just go down there like Matt Ted. You know what I mean? Like live in a garage for like...
Yeah, Arizona. I have no desire to be in Arizona in the summertime.
No.
But have you ever been down there in February or March?
I have not. Mike, you're going for what? Spring training?
Yeah, I went down there for spring training. It is awesome.
I went down there for spring training several years ago, and it was in February, and it was so hot outside down there that... the old man actually had to run up to the concession stand to grab ice to cool his seat down because it was actually baking our asses. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been that hot. Oh. I can say that. But I'm okay with that.
It's just weird. Yeah. So I'm with you. Like, right, this time of year, there's plenty of summer, sunnier spots you'd rather be.
This is all I'm saying. So in answer to today's question, if I could do it again, I'd have booked my trip to Mexico about 2 weeks early. Hey, I'm not kidding you, dude. I really, the way things were lining up, I'm like, ooh, all we have to do is get there. Because the United States is weird, right? So you can be a U.S. citizen, and Miles, you know this, Ted, you've probably seen it coming back from Europe. In spite of being a U.S. citizen, the country that wants you in there the least is the U.S.
Yep.
Right? You're like, this is my passport that you issued to me. This is where I am from. I'm simply returning home. And, I mean, they put you through the ringer. You get to Mexico, they're like, yeah, whatever, dude. They don't care. Yeah.
I had a last-minute exchange student that stayed with me probably like 6-7 years ago, right?
From where?
And she was from Portugal.
All right.
So she stayed for like 2-3 weeks here in Seattle, stayed with my kids and all that stuff. So at one point in time, we were going to go to Canada. All right? I didn't think about it. Like, oh, yeah, she wants to go to Canada. No big deal. Sure. She's got a passport, whatever, you know. And we get to the border up in Canada. I got three kids, three girls in the backseat of my car. It's me and my wife. Pull up to the border. Canadian, you know, the guy at the border, he's like, hey, what are you guys doing? We're like, oh, we're just going up to Whistler. He's like, oh, that'll be wonderful. Where are you staying? You know, ooh, doo-doo. And I was like, oh, we're staying at this, you know, hotel, whatever the deal is. And he's like, okay, well, who's in the back? Takes a passport. And he's like, who's that? I'm like, oh, that's exchange student from, you know, Portugal. And he's like, all right, well, go ahead. Have a good time. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, but then coming back, man, I had to explain why I have this kid that is not my own, who's like, you know, 13 years old from Portugal in the back in a seat. Like, you know, well, she's an exchange student. She's just here for a couple of weeks. Do you have a letter from the mother? I don't got anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's got a passport. Like, well, what was the program? Explain the program. Like, she had all the information. Hell, I didn't know anything.
Right.
I was just like, come to Canada with us, man. We had a blast. It was a cool time. But getting back in the United States with some kid that I couldn't explain, that was not well thought through.
Okay, well, you know I understand the position on that one. This is not your child.
Oh, I do too. I'm glad they care. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just didn't really think the whole thing through. Like, oh, yeah, I got this kid. Like, what's her last name? I'm like, last name. Oh, my goodness.
You traveled to a foreign country with a kid you don't know.
I couldn't pronounce it. It was like one of those names I just couldn't remember. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. It's Portuguese. I don't speak Portuguese. Yeah,
exactly, man. I don't speak Portuguese. Barely speak Spanish, man. What the hell?
Dude, I told you, when I got to London, right, theirs sounds more aggressive, the border force.
That does sound aggressive.
But they're, like, real nice. They're not, like, screaming. They just kind of ask you questions. So I had flown over with a buddy, but technically I was on the trip by myself.
Okay.
So the guy's like, you travel alone? I was like, yeah. And he's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. He's like, well, who's behind you? And I turn around, and my buddy's like right there. And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, he was next to me. And then right by the time we got back to the States, it was like, stay away from me. I'm traveling right. alone. I don't want to go through this again.
It's a weird thing, man. If you buy, when we were moving to Seattle, right, we all had one-way tickets. And at that time, especially, if you had a one-way ticket, that's an instant flag, right? Post 9/11. Because everybody does
that trip. Oh, yeah.
But we're not thinking about it. So Miles goes through the security guy first, and then he gets
Not only that. We had no luggage.
And we didn't know where we were going.
Which is another flag.
We don't have an address for where we're going. Nobody has luggage because they're moving our stuff, right? And it's a one-way ticket. So the guy, he gets to me, and he's like, where are you going? I'm like, Seattle. He's like, it's a one-way ticket. I'm like, well, yeah, because I'm not going back. I mean, like, why would I do that? What's your business? Now, keep in mind what we look like. I'm like, well, I got hired for a job. And this guy does the up and down with his eyes, like, come on, bro. And I'm like, dude, seriously, I've got hired. He goes, well, where are you staying? I don't know. He said, you're going to fly all the way to goddamn Seattle. You don't know where you're staying. I don't know. I don't know the name of the hotel. They're going to put us up in an apartment. I don't have any. And this went probably 2-3 minutes, right? But I think he finally believed me because I literally had no answers for him. I didn't. And then he gets to Ted, who's right behind me. What did you say? Like, I'm with him. And he's like, just go.
Yeah, by the time he started questioning, I'm just like, he's like, are you with him? I'm like, yeah. He's like, same story. I was like, yeah, just now. I don't want
to
go through this.
We told him the truth, but we annoyed him to death. That was the problem.
No one questioned the clean shaven white guy.
No. Miles passed right through, man.
Right. And I got a joint
in my pocket.
And I was on bail, so I'm all nervous.
I know. We're not the best crew.
Our question, I wish I could have a do-over from the one time that I did blank. 206-421-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, I wish I could have a do-over from the one time that I did blank, 206-421-ROCK. We start with this story. We all know who Bono is from U2, the lead singer. Very self-important. Does a lot of important things around the world.
He is very self-important. And before I go into the story, I think the one thing that he did not bring up that might be the dumbest thing or worst thing about U2 is his name. Like, he goes through all this stuff, but at, like, no point did you bring up the fact that you chose to go by Bono.
Well, his name is what, Brian Houston?
Yeah, I mean, it's just Brian. There's nothing wrong with that. I know Brian.
No, I mean, you know.
I mean, it's not like a sexy stage name, but is Bono? Is Bono, like, all right, we have a list of names you can choose from. So we don't know if you're going to be a superstar yet, right? Slash, you go, cool pick, man. Sting, you go, all right, man. Even The Edge, kind of stupid, but all right. Bono?
I mean, look, I'm going to annoy people.
Well, what is The Edge's real name?
Oh, crap, man. We asked this once for Big Dummy, too. I cannot remember.
See, I think Bono, I think Bono's better than just Slash.
Really?
Yes.
So, in your list
of
names,
we just like Slash more.
No, I know we like Slash, but, like, Slash, like, you might like him, you might not like him, but name alone, you go, like, this dude's going to be cool, right? Slash, because he goes by that. Even Sting, he does not quite own up to the nickname he goes by, but you still go like, all right, Flea, even, right? You go, okay, because he's a tiny dude.
Yeah.
But that, Bono?
That'd be David Howell Evans is The Edge.
So you could be Dave Evans.
Yeah.
Down on the farm.
Sounds like a song.
But you're right. He didn't bring up anything about the fact that he doesn't like his own name.
Right.
He's talking about the fact that he doesn't like to hear himself on the radio and some of his old songs because he doesn't like his voice. He said, I found my voice very strained and kind of not so macho. He also told the story of Robert Palmer, who was the addicted to love guy.
Right.
Bad case of loving you, Robert Palmer, back in the day. That Rod Palmer, Robert Palmer, was talking to the Edge. And he said, could you please just tell your lead singer to stop screaming and just, you know, tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And Bono said, hey, I have a hard time listening to those old songs because it really is. It's just a very strained voice and it's kind of not macho. He says, my Irish macho was kind of strained by that. I only became a singer recently. Maybe it hasn't happened yet for some people's ears, and I understand that. He also never liked the name of the band, still doesn't. I really don't like it. But I was laid into some kind of dyslexia. We thought the implications of the letter and the number was like the spy plane or a U-boat, like futuristic or something. But then as it turned out to imply this kind of acquiescence, no, I don't like the name. I still don't really like the name. So he's basically saying, I don't like the name of the band.
Right.
And I don't like the way that I sound on everything that he used to do. Which, you know, that was some of the most popular stuff.
I mean, I understand it from the point of view where, again, they've been around long enough that everyone's very used to his voice. But when they kind of first broke on the scene, I didn't dislike them, but he sounded, he's not tone deaf, but his voice, to me, reminded me like the drunk guy at the bar screaming his favorite song in the corner. You know, he just kind of had that voice.
Yeah.
And he still kind of does. I don't know why he thinks he's singing.
I mean, to
now.
His credit, too, he does say like, oh, the band sounds good. I just don't like my voice.
But he didn't throw the band under the bus so much.
But wasn't that always Geddy Lee's thing, too? He was like, Geddy I don't like my voice.
No, but nobody likes Geddy Lee's voice.
Right.
People like Rush. I think even Taryn Daly, right? Happy birthday, Taryn. But even Taryn Daly, who's a massive Rush fan, I don't think she would argue that Geddy Lee has the easiest voice on the ears.
Nah. But he's also admitted he doesn't go home and listen to Rush because he doesn't like the sound of his own voice. But look, and this is no disrespect to my daughter, all right?
Oh, boy.
My first daughter, she, and this is on me. My first daughter, her name is Kate, regular name, right? I think it was a good name for her. It fits her well.
Sure.
Now, my second daughter, all right, I wanted to name my kid Zsa Zsa.
I'm saying, not we, you.
But, right, I did. But my wife wouldn't let me. You know what I mean? Because I figured if anyone ever met her and she was Zsa Zsa, like, that's the only Zsa Zsa you're ever going to meet. No one is ever going to forget this person's name,
no.
right?
No. Zsa Zsa Montgomery?
Okay, so
come on.
I was so close to getting Zsa Zsa. You have no idea. So, but went with a similar, like, sister, went with Ava, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, I love the name Ava. I think Ava is a great name. I loved it then. I still like it now. But if I had a do-over on it, I would not name her that again. Because I was, like, one of the first people to name my kid Ava.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happened. I don't know exactly what happened. It was like an explosion in the name Ava.
Yeah.
And we get those things every year. Like, here's your top 10 girls' names. Here's your top 10 boys' things. And it was like a decade straight that her name was in that top 10.
I think it's still top 20.
There's something. It's like 90. Parents don't plan it out. But same thing happened with my niece, right? What is she, 21 now? Right. So when they named her Madeline and were like, we'll call her Maddie. I was like, that's cool.
Right.
I only knew like Madeline from the French cookie or like that old book. But you're right. Within like her, by the time she was in preschool or kindergarten, there was a bunch of little Maddies running around.
It happened the same thing. We picked for my daughter, like, let's just pick this name. We feel sounds classic because everything had become the Madisons and all that. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it just sounded, it's very decade specific, right? So we picked a name, and then about 2 years later, my wife texts me and says, the royal family picked a name for their kid. My exact response is, I don't effing care. She texts back, says, their name is blank. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same. And now it's blowing the hell up. And I'm like, sorry, man.
I don't know how it happens, but it happens all the time.
It does. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah, I get on Twitter, and like, you know, half of her followers are named Ava. Half the people that I see on there, like, it's just like, oh, man. And that's the last thing you want to do, Mike, is give your kid the most common name. You know what I mean? In class, there's like nine of you. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's one of those things. Like, Steve, you know, there's been other Steves in your class.
Thousands.
For some reason, I got lucky because I'm Miles. But the problem was that, you know, if someone screamed my name and they were mad at me, I knew it was me.
Right.
Yeah.
Looking back, I'd name my kids Mookie. Mookie 1 and Mookie 2.
It's just something. Right. You know,
just like, no one else.
But as far as.
I mean, but the best baseball player in the world, right?
is a Mookie.
I know, but how many other Mookie? There was Mookie Blaylock, right?
Correct.
Keep going.
Mookie Betts.
We covered that. Who's your third Mookie?
Was it Mookie? there's a character in a film, right? Mookie. Was that,
a clue?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to do Rosie Perez. Do the Right Thing. Wasn't he a Mookie?
Was it Do the Right Thing? Okay, yeah. Maybe. All right.
Yeah, but those guys were famous for doing what they did very, very well. Ted, if you were like, I don't know, if you were in charge of hiring at Taco Bell, right?
All right.
And I come in there and my name is Mookie Montgomery. Are you even going to call me?
I am. You are hired just to give you the name tag.
Yeah, Eminem, you're working here.
Right.
I like how your initials also work with your actual name, Miles Montgomery.
Yeah, Mookie Eminem.
Montgomery. So you're going to look at that and go, Mookie Montgomery. This is a guy that'll show up on time. I'm going to call him and see if he can come in here. Or surely Mookie Montgomery won't smoke weed on the night shift.
Well, I know Mookie's going to smoke weed, but he might also be a good employee.
Right. He might invent some new taco we haven't even unleashed yet.
Right.
The Mucho Mookie.
Right. Mookie, why do people keep ordering this, man? Did you add a menu item?
So wait, let me get back to this. But Ted, so you would you pick Mookie over Slash? So again, we're back to the here's your stage name. You get to pick. But it said no
yes,
Slash.
Like, look, Jesus, I'm going to get in trouble working on the station. But like, it's just hard to imagine not knowing Slash with his cool hat,
sure,
cool band.
Yeah,
you meet a guy and he's like, my name's Slash.
I don't
like,
trust him. I know.
I'm like, Slash what? Like, who's your
tires?
Right. Who's your brother? Question mark?
Right.
Semicolon? Like,
I got this move when I'm in a fight and I shank people.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just like, all right, I'm a big OJ fan. I don't know.
Oh, jeez. How'd you get the nickname?
Right. You related to Cordell Stewart?
Well, there are the jokes of him being a slashing type runner. That's what.
Yeah, that's true. Those.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. I guess you're right. He could have gone back. I guess Bono could have redone his name. He's just not happy with the way he sounds.
Right, he doesn't like the way he sounds. But beyond that, and look, a lot of people don't like their own voice. I understand that. But he also says, like, he didn't like a lot of their early stuff. You know, the stuff that catapulted them to superstardom. He's like, I don't even like the songs. Right, so in addition to your voice, like, I don't even like the song I was singing. Even if someone else sang it, I don't like the song. That kind of surprised me.
Yeah, I guess it's just, I feel like a lot of singers, if they go back, would redo stuff. Like, wasn't that always the Beastie Boys, right? They made Fight for Your Right to Party as like a joke, but then people loved it. But I'm pretty sure they refused to ever play it.
Yeah. I mean, but again, they did it. I don't think they had regrets because I paid for a lot of stuff for them. All they had to do was not play it, but the song was still there. But the bands that pissed me off with that are, who is it? Warrant, all right? So they got one song, which is Cherry Pie.
Yep.
And it went on to become what it became, and Jamie something or other. He's like, Jamie Lane. I don't remember, but
I don't know. Is that right? Is that the right guy?
Yeah, I think it's Jamie.
Is.
Yeah,
but he was like, I never liked the song. And okay, so again, I understand this, but I go, all right, you wrote the song. According to him, he did not like it from the jump. So you wrote the song, you didn't like it. What I would do is not play it for the rest of the band then. Right, typically, if you're trying to pass a song, like, hey, I like this, maybe we can work and make it better. So you didn't like it, but you play it for the band. Then the band decides they're going to play it, and you still don't pipe up and say, I don't like it. Then you go to a recording studio and record it, and you still don't say, I don't like it. Then you release it as a single and make a video. Why did you ever release it if you didn't like it? The beauty of being a songwriter is, it doesn't mean everything you write is good, but if you don't like it, nobody has to know.
Yeah, but you know what? I like it. We put that thing on Sunday morning on Dude, It's the 80s. I just crank it up in my car like, dun-dun-dun-dun, blasting.
That, which is funny, because in the era of that, when that song came out,
it was like, perfect.
That one's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, the guy who invented Barney probably didn't like watching it. You know what I mean? I think it's who's digesting it. I was just a butt rocker, man.
But
I just like that tune.
I bet you he does not regret doing it. Like if they said, if you could do it again and not invent it, oh, hell no, I'm inventing Barney. Because, right, I don't have to watch him, but that dumbass dinosaur made me a lot of scratch.
We also claim that song killed an entire era of music. You know, the whole glam hair metal thing. Like, that was the last chapter in that book.
Really?
It was right then. Here comes Alice in Chains.
Right.
Here comes Pearl Jam. Here comes Nirvana. And that was the last one that was really still played on the radio. I think, oh God, there might have been one. Firehouse might have had one more song or two more songs after that. But other than that, they claim that that is the dagger, so to speak, in the Motley Crue Poison era,
right?
Of pop, you know, cheese hair metal.
Yeah, but I think even those bands, looking back, they shouldn't regret. You might regret drug use and all that kind of thing, but like, look, even if your band was stupid, and let's face it, a lot of the 80s rock bands were awful, but you were popular, you got to have fun. You know, no, like, you wrote a lot of garbage, but as long, people, look, I take my trash out to the street, someone digs through my trash and they find something they want, good on you. But I never regret, for you know what I mean? Like, look, it was garbage, but people love
garbage.
See
them out there all the time, Fremont.
Exactly, yeah. Right?
But I think it's kind of like, the only thing I can equate it to is kind of being like a baseball player in the end of steroids era, right?
All right.
There's a guy that played for the Orioles for years, right? Named Brady Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he set a record one year for most home runs by a leadoff hitter of all time. Now, it turns out he was juicing the whole time.
Yes, yes, he was.
So I think that's the only thing. Like, they were just at the end of the era, so then everybody else was like, that music was, they're like, well, we're still musicians. And it's like,
they are.
They're still baseball players. You had to put the ball in the bat, but also, everybody was juiced up, and the ball was just leaving the yard.
Do you think someone like, what's his face? Lance Armstrong, all right? He finally, you know, admitted to, after he got busted, right, for doping up and all that. And we've never liked the guy ourselves personally, but he gets called out for all this crap, and he won, what, 7 Tour de France's or whatever
something,
it was?
Yeah.
But I bet he still doesn't regret it because his name is still in the record book.
Well,
he's
not a great example. I mean, he was getting people fired.
Yes.
For
I'm not
his
saying
luck.
He's a good
so,
guy.
If, will you ask, does Lance Armstrong regret it? No. I don't think he's ever regretted anything in his damn life. Like, that's just not the way that dude's built.
Right. Yeah.
He just, not only that, but we wouldn't know who he is if he wasn't doing all
that's
this stuff.
That's what I mean.
He wouldn't have won all those races.
If he wasn't
at that level.
Because you're still the Livestrong.
The other guy that came out after him that won.
The guy who wrote the book.
Right.
And now came on our show.
Right. Now he's come back out and been like, I should have said all that. I regret that. Like, yeah.
A couple of questions coming in. It says, I missed the start of the show. Why does Miles sound like he's using a string and a tin can? He is.
Mm-hmm.
And Miles,
this is an old Boy Scout trick.
And Miles, you've been corrected. Somebody says Slaughter arrived 5 months after Cherry Pie.
So all that's right. A correction?
I guess.
So Slaughter's to blame.
Okay.
Slaughter was the final thing.
All right, sure. We'll blame Slaughter.
They were worse than Warrant. I truly believe that. So that goes a long way.
Mark Slaughter. And was that up all night, sleep all day? Was that Slaughter?
Yes, I was up all night, sleep all day.
Okay. And yeah, they probably did kill it with that.
Yeah, right.
I stand corrected. Our question, I wish I could have a do-over from the one time that I did blank, 206-421-ROCK. As far as the job situation goes, because we brought up, Ted, if you were a manager at Taco Bell, I really don't think if I ever had a chance, if I could do it over again, and Mike, I think, if you guys, you know, if you ever get fired from a job,
sure,
it's just one of those things where it just kind of sticks with you, and it never goes away.
Yeah, you don't say.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Yeah. It's just, you know, like, it becomes personal, and it's really hard to let it go. And this goes back to being 16 years old. I mean, I was at BKU. I was at Burger King University. I aced all the tests. I learned all the stations. I did all the
top
training.
Of your
this
class.
Was like, I mean, I was right up there. I mean, they put me right away right in the oven thing for the chicken and the sandwiches, which was maybe the lowest station on the totem pole, but you know, you got to start out somewhere.
Sure.
But either way, I had it mastered. You know what I mean? I knew when not to be short on the chicken strips, nuggets, whatever they were. The whaler fish sandwich was a big deal at the time.
Oh, there
at
the time of the whaler
rush was coming in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just didn't want to be in a position to tell someone that they needed to pull up and pull over into that parking space because there was not a fish sandwich available. You know what I mean? So I had a system down.
Sure.
I had everything else. Start into it. I'm very happy because Burger King had not been in the area. I can get Burger King. I mean, you know, I can come home with a bag of hamburgers. You know what I'm saying? I get a little discount if I want, whatever. You know, I haven't really figured out how to finagle everything yet because I'm new. But the bottom line was, I'm in 2 weeks. I'm enjoying this job. And then the manager, he changed the schedule, which was on the door kind of near where the walk-in freezer was, right?
Yeah.
So if you scratch it out and you change the schedule after you print the main thing, I've already written down my shift. He just changed it because someone else needed to change their shift. Well, no one, I mean, granted, I know. I lived in a house with 7 people and we had 1 telephone. There's a slight chance he might have made a call.
Do you
to
think
let someone
he made
know.
A call?
Yeah.
If this is the first time you've introduced that element to this story.
Well, he basically, when I went in there, I said, you never let me know that you changed the schedule. He's like, you need to check the schedule every day. And I'm like, I don't work every day.
Right.
How am I supposed to be in here to check the schedule every day? And he's like, that's not a good enough excuse. You're supposed to be here. You're fired. And I'm just like, really? 2 weeks in, 2.5 weeks in, like, I went to BKU. I graduated. You know what I mean? I had a tassel. I worked my ass off. You know what I mean? I learned everything about from cleaning up things that I didn't want to clean up.
So we're doing all this stuff.
So looking back, would you have still taken the job and checked the schedule or just not taken the job at all?
I think I would have applied somewhere else. You know what I mean? That really gave me more integrity. Maybe like a Long John Silver's, Church's Chicken back at the time. I'm not exactly sure. All the wonderful Wendy's was a very viable option.
Sure.
You know
sure.
what I mean? It was a Taco Bell that was opening up. I just got into the fast food game, but it soured my experience to the point where I was like, look, man, I'm done with this. And then it was like, you know, 5 years ago or 5 years go by and people were like, hey, man, going to Burger King. Do you want anything? I'm like, yeah, for you. I don't want anything from there. I don't want anything from the King. It took me like 5 years to get over the breakup.
Really?
So, but I was like, yeah, because like, I was like, I did not deserve to be fired. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they still have good food. You know what I mean?
They do, like, but he's pissed about it. Like, there was a driving range. Like, I thought I had the job, and then same thing. They just never called me. So I was like, we'll go to any driving range. We're not going to that
just one. Not that
one. I still haven't been them. Back to the pool.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Mike. You know.
Yeah. In pool.
I'm done with it. Yeah. I ain't going back. Not after I worked my ass off and had to deal with all the people that you made me deal with, and then you fired me for it because somebody that you know complained. Okay. No, I ain't going back.
Right, because you burned their flesh.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm taking.
Wasn't even about
a better
that.
Job.
That's
you know what I would have...
Go ahead, Miles. Was that like...
Do you know what I would have done, man? I'll tell you exactly what I would have done. This would have been the smart move. I would have gone to a restaurant more like a TGI Fridays or all something right. like that. And I would have been a cook there or a dishwasher or a busboy so that I would have access to talking to beautiful waitresses and bartenders along the way.
Then you want to be the busboy or the bar back. That's your money shot if that's the goal. The kitchen, you're looking at sweaty me. Dishwasher, you're looking at sweaty me. The bar backs, you get to come back with us and we share drugs and booze. But all the hot chicks are up front, man.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe they tip you out a little bit if you're a bus
yes,
guy,
they
a
do.
Bus boy. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the night,
they do. But that was always every bar I worked at. That was like a coveted spot.
What, the bus boy?
Well, no. Once you got to be a bar back, you were like on your way to becoming a bartender.
Sure, man.
But that was like a massive deal. It's like, no, you're going to be the bus boy or watch the door for probably like a year before we let you even sniff it.
I had one job as a bar back. I had a because I'd always been cooking. I'm like, let's do something else. At the end of my first shift, they handed me $300 cash. And I'm like, why am I doing anything other than this?
Yeah.
There's a point I had three jobs. They were all restaurant jobs. And I had so much, I mean, for my age back then, it was like $1,200 just in my bed, just in cash. Because they're tipping me out. And all of it went to drugs and booze. There were no investments. I did not make a smart decision. But man, oh man, we got high and drunk a lot.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
Get to mingle with the hostess. You know what I'm saying?
Always hot.
Just work there a couple years. Work your way up. Before you know it, you're 18 years old. You're maybe able to, I don't know, be a waiter or something like that. You learn a little bartending skills and said, no. I just know how to make onion rings.
Miles, I have to tell you.
One of the few fast food places to make onion rings.
My buddy was like the head hostess or host person at a Fridays. He even got a headset.
Oh yeah.
Get out of here.
Could have had a headset.
Mm-hmm. Our question, I wish I could have a do-over from the one time that I did blank. 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.